The story that you write about in this blog post, which we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com, was something that I did not know about, this Air Force program, and I think it just makes a tremendous amount of sense. You write the featured an article in the New York Times, One Idea to Save Money is the Air Force's purchase of used corporate jets to be retooled as picture-taking spy planes. Now, I have to confess, every time I see somebody driving up the road in one of those old police cruisers, I think the same idea, which is it's obviously not used up. It's obviously not worn out. That guy's still driving it. So to see the Air Force saving money and repurposing using some of the techniques that private companies use is I think, a terrific thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been writing and trying to preach as best I know how, to particularly because, you know, I deal with the contracting community, the federal contracting folks, and with the vendor community to some extent as well, but that, you know, for months I've been sort of saying, you know, in this budget environment that we're going to be in, as far as the eye can see, the procurement community needs to make its contribution. We're not going to by any even come close to solving the problem by ourselves, but we need to make a contribution towards doing something about our deficit, and we ought to be creative about ideas that we can have for how, in hundreds of different situations, I can't think of all of them. This is going to have to be something, to use the phrase people use today, crowdsource. I say lots of, you know, 1102s throughout the government and vendors selling to the government. We all ought to be thinking about ways to save money. I highlighted this Air Force example. I'd say it's a neat idea. Originally, actually, France, it started not to save money. It started because they couldn't build drones fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came up with this idea of buying used corporate jets, you know, stripping them of the wet bars and stuff, refurbishing them with surveillance equipment, and having them as not unmanned but manned, reconnaissance stuff. And then in this current environment, they realize, number one, they're saving a lot of money over drones. And number two, actually, in actual battlefield kinds of situations, commanders prefer to have a manned reconnaissance thing, a plane, over a drone that's sending back output. So it's a great solution. And I wanted to highlight it. I'd seen it in the New York Times. I realize that a lot of folks in D.C. are not New York Times readers, because it's one of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of examples that we need to come up with. We all got to use our heads. We're all in this together. We're all Americans. We're patriotic public servants. We all need to use our heads in our particular area where we work. What are some ideas we can come up with for ways we can help save the government money?
It is a really a classic example of necessity is the mother of invention. But as I read this and thought about how it would apply across agencies, I thought this is more of a mindset problem. Most agencies are in the mindset of we're special, we're unique, nobody else does it quite the way we do it, and so we need very special, very unique products. Yeah. And I'm wondering what you think about how you break agencies out of that worldview, or do you think the budget pressure that agencies are under and are about to get even under even worse will do that for them?
That's a really interesting question. I think we were moving in that direction, frankly, back in the 90s towards saying, let's stop just building this for the government. Let's take advantage of the lower costs, you know, the economies of research and stuff coming out of the private sector, you know, out of the commercial marketplace. I think some of what happened in the last few years, it was like a setback for this, was as the compliance mentality came more and more again to dominate government procurement, government 1102s, contracting folks, started feeling more and more comfortable with the traditional government contractors who had all these compliance systems in place. As I put in the column, who didn't think Tina was the name of a Hollywood movie actress that they knew was Truth in Negotiation Act. And they became more suspicious of dealing with the commercial companies that weren't, quote-unquote, government contractors.
Mm-hmm.
That's part, I think, it's part not invented here and we're unique. It is part very practically of, in a very compliance-oriented mindset, a lot of the government procurement professionals, so say the solution of least resistance is to go with the old-fashioned, tried-and-true government contractors rather than looking for these commercial players. And I do think, as you suggest, I agree with you, that necessity is going to be the mother of invention here, that in this budget environment, people are going to have to say, and they're saying it in the IT world, to give people credit, there's more and more push in the system IT systems development world away from build this just uniquely for us towards let's see to what extent we can make use of existing commercial software and integrate it, package it together, do some modifications. But, you know, we can't have everything just custom done for us because it dramatically adds to our costs.
I have had any number of vendors in any number of areas say, I can provide the solution that the end user needs, but it's the contracting shops tell me it's got to be, when they put out the RFPs, it has to be this special deal and it's got to be this, and they have all these things in there that don't really have any impact on A, what the end user really needs to get the job done, and B, what the agency needs to meet the mission.
Right. Now, some of those, it a little bit depends, some of those things that the vendors are upset by are not so much specs or features of the item, but they're special government terms and conditions and stuff.
Sure, and I understand that's different.
And sometimes the commercial vendors don't want to deal with that, and
right.
That's a problem. In terms of what the government is asking for, I don't want to be completely a apologist for a defender of the 1102 procurement professionals, but they don't usually write the specs. I mean, if the specs are government unique and just, you know, especially for the government, I am guessing 9 times out of 10 that is actually coming from the program customer. It's not coming from the contracting shop. I could be wrong, but and maybe your readers will write me I'm wrong, and I'm happy. But and I it's not really even an issue of assessing blame or a gotcha game. I think what's more important, again, I want to agree with what you were just saying, Francis. What's more important, wherever this mentality is coming from, people have to realize. I mean, the basic insight is, if we ask something that is built exactly for us, and that, you know, it's only for us, that is dramatically going to add on to our costs. And the more we can use, reuse, reconfigure, refurbish, whatever, quote-unquote, stuff that's already out there, the less that's going to cost.
Yeah, I'm not sure it matters really where the worldview
right.
is coming from. It just matters that it's still coming.
Right, I agree.
And industry people are saying, hey, we have these solutions that will get the agency to the solution that they need. And for whatever reason, there are barriers there that we can't seem to overcome.
Industry people, in my view, have a responsibility. And I'm not going to be hesitant to call it a patriotic responsibility, to go to the customer and at a very minimum point out the cost implications of these sort of government unique bells and whistles the government's asking for, to sort of very minimum that the government customer is aware that by doing it this way, you're adding on to bill a lot. Now, sometimes industry may want to do more than that, but at a minimum, again, I'm not going to hesitate to say I believe it's a patriotic responsibility in this budget environment and in this situation for our country right now for the industry folks to go to the government and point out that there are ways to save money.